You're listening to Happiness Rocks Radio. Here we tune in, we tap into the feeling of health and wellness. So happy you're here. Hey guys, we have a little soul soothing balm for us today. It's going to be just a nice, short, and sweet affirmation, relaxation. I think it's something we all need. And before I share that with you, I want to just mention my thankfulness, my gratitude for the sponsor that I'm very much in align with, and that is Eric Seneschal from Rejuvenate Hope with Pulsars. My sessions with Eric have really connected me to just so much. It's body, mind, and spirit. It's holistic healing that is backed by science, and his presence is just so kind, and I just could go on and on about how grateful I am. So thank you, Eric. If you would like to book a session with Eric or learn more, I'll have the link in the show notes for you to find him and his healing work. So how have you been this past week? Often, as I've mentioned before, often an episode will come out on this show, and that night when people listen, they're just like sending me messages like, it's so crazy. The synchronicities, the exact feelings I'm feeling, you're feeling, like everything you're talking about is a mirror exactly of what I've been going through. And I get that, because like, same with me. Sometimes I'll find podcasts of people that I'm like really drawn to, and same thing. It's like, that is, it feels like a message exactly for me. And maybe it is. Maybe there is something bigger, this bigger, higher plan that is just arranging that you find this episode right when you need it, or I find that episode right when I need it, and that we're just all so connected and going through similar things. So I had a completely different episode lined up for us tonight. It was something light. It was something fun. It was simply about being curious. And it was about just trying new things for increasing happiness. That's what it was about. And I'm going to save that one for another day. Because today, I've tried so many times to record that one. And the energy does not want me to do that. My energy is in a different place. And that tells me that your energy is probably not ready to hear about, let's just try new things. It's probably on the same line as me, which is, how about we take care of ourselves? How about we be gentle with ourselves? How about we listen to what we need instead of holding up what we said we'd do? How about we stop listening to other people's opinions about, or judgments about who we are? And how about we just love ourselves? How about we decide to choose ourselves and our truth, and anything that doesn't align with that, to not put our focus there? How's your week been? Has there been triggers popping up? Has there been emotions from the past that you thought you'd never feel again popping up? Has there been inner child work, wounds, attachment styles, messiness, just stuff that it's like, where is this coming from? Because I know for myself and people in my life, where normally we're just like totally pretty grounded, pretty on point, there's just been almost like an eruption of stuff happening. Like in my immediate world, it's also external stuff, like things going wrong that it's like, okay, well, that I dealt with. And then there's another thing that goes wrong and another thing, and it's like, whoa, what's going on? It's almost freaky. People messaging you in your inbox could be an example, which also happened to me, challenging your beliefs, making you feel like what you believe in is offensive or wrong, or there just seems to be a lot of that. And forgive me if that's not happening in your life, and I hope I'm not bringing that kind of energy onto you. It's just, that's been my immediate experience this past week, almost 2 weeks. And what I've really, the golden nugget that I've taken away from this, which is a very obvious one, and that is that we need to let ourselves really rest when we've had experiences like this, when we've been dealing with troubles and, you know, all the stuff I talked about, emotions, all that stuff. We need to slow down and be like, okay, what is most important right now for my well-being? Because we know stress is definitely not a good thing for us. It is not good for our health. It is not good for our wellness. It is not good for even our appearance. Like, you see stress written all over your face when you're stressed. You feel stress in your body and it shows up. It shows up in hunched shoulders. It shows up in headaches. It shows up. So, just so important to be kind, so important to be gentle, so important to speak loving words and take a time out. So, reminders of how we can do this. I do kind of feel like a broken record tonight because I know I've definitely done episodes where it's like, have baths, you know, take care of yourself, all this. I've done this, but I think tonight it just needs to be said again. And that is, you know, give yourself what you need. The other night I came home from work, a long day, lots of stuff going on. And it's like, okay, what would be most nourishing right now to eat? What does my body want? And it's not listening to the head at all. It's taking a moment to feel it. What is good right now? A nice hot meal, a nice healthy meal, a soup, a tea. What do I need right now? Protein, nourishment. What do I need? And am I going to watch TV when I eat that? Or am I going to sit at the table and just let myself rest and eat this food in a way that it feels like I'm just really taking care of myself. I'm giving myself a moment to pray for my food. I'm giving myself a moment to think of the nourishment in this food and to thank myself for caring about myself enough to choose nourishment and like being thankful for having food and having a home and all those things, feeling thankful for that. And then also like laying down on the couch and putting on music, and before putting the music on, literally just saying the intention that the songs that come out tonight out of my liked songs will bring me comfort. And they sure did. There's a song, it's so nice. Like, I think I must have heard it before because it was on my liked songs, but it must have been years since I've found it. And it's called Be Gentle by Danielle Ponder. And the song was everything I needed. Literally, the lyrics are just like, speak kind, loving, sweet words all around you. Lift yourself up. Speak these beautiful words all around you. Infuse yourself. Like, it was just the tempo of it, the comfort of it, the way her voice sounds, and the lyrics. Like, I'll read one of the paragraphs. Be the place where your heart is lifted up. Look inside. Give it all you've got. Lift yourself higher, lift yourself higher. Speak loving words all around you. It was an energy thing. It was a really feeling and letting those words speak directly to my energy. And it brought me so much comfort. And I hope that I'm able to explain that in a way that it makes sense. I know you weren't there, but it was definitely a supernatural experience for me, a way of just feeling so maybe sad or a little bit defeated by certain events that had happened during that day and that week, and then being reminded that no, you can lift yourself higher by taking this moment, by singing sweet words, soft words, kindly to yourself. There's also a song by Lauren Daigle. It's called Trust in You. That song as well, I put it on this night, and it's just like the beautiful tears of knowing that I'm taken care of and knowing that maybe the hardships that I may be facing, the challenges that I may be facing, and please don't be worried, it's nothing serious, it's just old stuff coming up again, but this stuff that I may be facing, I'm not alone in it. When you take the moment to drop into your heart and you surrender and you open yourself up to feeling better, there's a presence that surrounds you that you know you're not alone. That song by Lauren Daigle, Trust in You. When you don't move those mountains that I'm begging you to move, when you don't split the water that I'm dying to walk through, I will trust in you. That's peaceful. That's very peaceful. When things are happening all around us, I can't help but feel that it brings us closer to our softness. It brings us closer to our heart. The key is pushing into it, not pushing, but feeling into it, not escaping it, feeling into it and surrendering. There's a profile I was really drawn to recently, and her name is Alyssa Stephenson. She's a coach, and one of her reels really hit home to me, and it was a simple one, and it just said, your trigger is not the end. Your trigger is a portal, or it is the portal. And that is so true. When things are popping up in our life that it's like, okay, we may have like this intense emotional reaction, or this, you get offended so quickly or something like this, that's probably a trigger. And a trigger is often not just about that moment. It can also be like, so if someone's around you as you maybe have a reaction to a trigger, if you have a weak moment and you have a reaction to a trigger, it can seem very out of proportion. Like, okay, why is this bothering that person so much? But the thing is usually triggers are something that happens in the now moment, but it's not just the now moment. It's like the series of events. It's a series of things that have happened in your past that it's almost like a story as well that's attached to it, that when it pops up, it's like this, you're so offended because it's like, it feels like something that you've had happen in the past and it's happening again. So maybe like the experience of the past is activating the experience of the now moment, and our triggers, if we can face those and feel them and dissect them and look at it through a higher mind as the observer of ourselves, that is the portal. That is how we heal it. Just be gentle. Be the place where your heart is lifted up. Look inside. Give it all you've got. Lift yourself higher. Lift yourself higher. Speak sweet words all around you. So, if you are feeling these cloudy energies, I encourage you to really mother yourself. Give yourself that early bedtime. Or take that phone out of your hand before bed and replace that with something nice to read that's not technology. A poetry book or a magazine or a story or your journal. Something soft to read, something that's not going to make you worry about anything. You don't need to worry tonight. You don't need to worry today. All you need to do is get back on to the track of bringing yourself comfort and bringing yourself peace. Something to remember is, you know, in 10 years, will you be worried about what you're worried now? Chances are no. So is it worth feeling so upset about right now? No, it's not. So it's important to take a moment to shift and feel a little better. And maybe that is taking a nice hot bath. Maybe that is, like I said, doing the whole, I'm just going to say a prayer that whatever music comes out on this shuffle key of Spotify is exactly what I need to hear. And let myself be totally soothed by the sounds. And let myself have this spiritual experience of surrendering and filling myself back up. So I'm just going to close with inviting you to get in your coziest space and to just let yourself hear loving words. I've put together just a few affirmations that in my opinion are very comforting, and you can just maybe go to sleep to these tonight or stretch to them or go for a walk, whatever it is you find yourself doing. Just fill up your heart, fill your heart energy, feel the embrace of a warm hug. Even if there's no one there, there's always someone there. You can feel the love around you if you choose to focus on it. And you can always hug yourself. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hear these words, these affirmations that I've created for us. And they are in the I am format. And I am is a good way to start, because we are the ones who decide where our focus is, where our energy is, what we're paying attention to, what we're going to choose to nourish, and what we're going to choose to not nourish. There's always a choice on where our focus is going. Today, the message is to just focus on filling yourself back up, giving yourself that love that you might crave from everyone else in the world that you may not find in this moment, and giving that to you in the way of surrendering and receiving from the love that is all around. This is a very spiritual world. There is so much love with you. You are never, ever alone. I'm going to count down to 5, to 1. And then I will begin the affirmations. 5, 4. You are surrendering to feeling better. 3. You are here with yourself. 2. You are choosing yourself. 1. You deserve this time, this space, to just be and soak in the I am words of love and support. I am proud of myself. I speak kind words to myself. I speak sweet words to myself. I unplug when it's needed. I give myself exactly what I am craving, exactly what I need. There is always a chance to choose again. I lift myself up. I listen to myself, and I am becoming closer and closer to the real me, to who I really, truly am. I deeply love myself. I choose myself. I prioritize feeling well. I take care of my body. I love my body. every part. I eat nourishing foods, and I am so thankful for the abundance. I hydrate my body. I learn and learn new things every day. I follow my soul and my passions. I head towards my dreams. I forgive myself from any past mistakes I've made. I lift myself up. I am grateful. Grateful for my life. Grateful for the struggles and the learnings. I am so grateful for all of the blessings. I feel from my heart, and I live from my heart. I choose to grow. I choose to try new things. I allow myself rest. I love this journey. I am loved. I am supported. And I am never alone. I am safe. I am calm. I am peace. Thank you so much for taking this time to hear my words of love to you. And thank you for choosing to take these moments where you choose to listen to a podcast like this, of finding ways to find a little more happiness in your life. And a lot of that comes with self-acceptance and acceptance of the journey of what comes up. All we can do is remember, like Landrell says, I'm pure, but I'm not perfect. I love, love, love that. I'm pure, not perfect. All we can do is do our best and forgive ourselves for any mistakes along the way and trust that none of it is in vain. It's all for a bigger purpose. You are becoming just closer and closer and closer to your pure essence by allowing these moments to be your portal. Thank you again to Eric Seneschal of Rejuvenate Hope with Pulsars. Very, very grateful for all that you do, and so thankful that you are on this podcasting journey with me. For any bookings, you can find all of his info in the show notes below. And a reminder to stay subscribed to Happiness Rocks for upcoming interviews with soulful artists, musicians, bands, songwriters, singers, and all of the self-love goodness, all of the self-care stuff, expansion, spirituality will be found again at Self-Love and Sanctuary. All of this transitions on February 14th, and I would love to have you. So thank you so much for being a loyal listener, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for listening to Happiness Rocks Radio. Remember to prioritize your own vibration.